This audio is brought to you by Cotant Family Dentistry, the place to go for advanced dental technology and compassionate, patient-centred care. You can trust your smile with an expert team that puts your comfort first. This is 307 Net Info, connecting community.
Here that's going to be here. So good morning, welcome to this nice spring morning. Ball Mount Sanitation Contract, Green Waste.
So we did this contract, and then there were two little bullet points. One was about the keeping the roll-off container, and it said one roll-off container in the park for the month of November, and so we set it, because normally there's two, we set it at $1,500. We put a price on there, and then there was also a bullet point about December 24th through January 15th, which is for the Christmas trees, and we put $1,500 on that one as well. Well, Scott came in and he said, and I think this was just to extend the contract for a month, but the way I think Kirvin's office wrote it was that one container will remain for November. And I think what Scott would like is for us to say that the contract is through October, but it could be extended for the month of November or prorated for, in, you know, that we're paying the same, because he just leaves the containers there. It's two containers and he just leaves it there. So the contract isn't saying what he really does, you know, so putting the $1,500. So he'd like us to redo it. And then the one in December, he has been donating that. And so he said, we don't even, you know, does it need to be in the contract? We just call him up and say, I don't know that that needs to be in the contract. I think that that is just a deal that we make with him, that at Christmas time, rather than people just making a mess and throwing them down there, and then we have the labor of picking them all up, we just call him up and say, hey, can we get a dumpster down there? If he wants to donate it, we'll just let him donate that service until he doesn't, and then we have to understand that that would be an additional charge if we want him to put that container down there.
Does he also want to donate his time to pick up the grass in the house?
I'll see if I can get him to do that.
However long they picked it up, because it's been really convenient. I really don't want to have to lift that and drive it across town.
So are you guys okay with changing this to that it could be extended for the month of November if necessary? Because some years, the trees are still, we haven't had a place now.
Yep.
So I will change that for tonight, and we'll vote on it again tonight.
You have to run that by him before we finalize it.
Well, that's what he told me to bring to you guys.
Yes.
So I'm bringing it by you to finalize it.
Next item on the agenda, if there's nothing more about Green Waste. Chamber Fair and Rodeo Street Closure.
Well, we don't have any law enforcement here, so I think we need to follow up with them. The last time we discussed this, it didn't seem, their request wasn't exactly what we didn't like the route, and so law enforcement was going to go talk to them about changing it, and I haven't heard back, and since they're not here, I'll follow up with them.
They were talking about what, coming down to downtown and turning the courthouse and going down.
To Furt, and I don't remember what all the, why PD didn't necessarily like their route. Well, and I don't think they even want, I think they were just like, let's have a short break, because how do you do open container then clear up to Klondike? And I mean, is it the whole town then that's...
Yeah, they were going to do like the Christmas parade and line everybody up at the Brzezinski, but Fair Parade is a lot bigger.
Yeah,
that would be the the bottleneck is trying to line up at Brzezinski, where they could line up on side streets on South Main.
Or just keep lining up where they usually do out there on 87.
Yeah.
But will that culvert...
Well, that box culvert's going to be under construction then, but... We could come from
maybe it'll be done by then.
The dentist's office this way, we could line up on Main Street and side streets and shorten it a little.
And for the parade, it should be opened up. I mean, there'll be I mean, it's going to be under construction, but it will be now. You know, they'll be able to drive through there.
That's what I was wondering, like on North Main, like how much of between Fort and Hart would be expected to be done by that first weekend in August?
I don't know.
When is that part of the project supposed to finish in the fall?
It's gonna be most of the summer. I mean, there's a possibility it could be done by then. I don't know if the paving would be done, but there's a possibility of it. I know that the big thing is the intention is just to have the downtown done by Memorial Day, which
is gonna ruin a lot of people's parade morning parties. That they've had for...
I don't think it will.
They'll appreciate it more.
They'll find a way to...
Yes.
They're enjoying it.
They just won't see the parade.
Right.
And they might not some years anyway.
It's not ruining mine.
They'll have a parade.
Every day.
Mid-jewelers. So, table that discussion. I think I'll continue that discussion.
We just need to hear back.
Yeah, maybe they've already discussed and we just don't have enough.
Okay. Everybody's fun and favorite topic next on the agenda, spring cleanup days.
So I put a voucher in what it usually looks like. We ask for license plate number and make and model, and we get a lot of people in here. Wives come in for it, and they don't know their vehicle number, their husband's license plate number. And with the situation we got downtown, no parking, we're going to be dealing with a lot of pissed off people when they got to hike back up the hill, look at their license plate number. And I just don't see the point of tracking license plate number when we do this. I mean, if they have a voucher, it's like if you have a buddy come over with a truck, you have a truck. You know, you have someone load one truck at one time on the other. If we're encouraging people to clean things up, I don't know what the big deal is about having to put a license plate number down. And so I'm just suggesting we take that off, having them require a license plate number on there.
How similar, and I can agree with that, but how similar is this to the county voucher?
I don't know.
Not that we have to be the same as the county, but
the county has one trip.
We have it another way. It's going to be confusing.
County's one trip, city's multiple trips.
I thought it was one day.
Or maybe one day, yeah. But
one day, yeah. We do multiple. And so, you know, it's multiple loads. Why does it matter what the license is?
And like you say, the point is to get things cleaned up.
Who cares?
In the county, when they give us our tickets, they note the license plate number. You know, I mean, so I guess we see that I've looked at the old ones, and I've never seen someone from Wisconsin bringing their trash down to dump it. You know what I mean? I guess if it's a county, it's a 16 plate, I guess my point is, why is it matter? The trash is getting picked up.
Well, I don't care, really, if it is a Wisconsin plate. If, you know, my mom was here, my sister was coming in and could help her, they had a pickup, and I know that she wouldn't haul her garbage from Wisconsin here to take advantage of my free time.
She did good.
It's still not that much overall mobile. I don't see a problem with it.
You can haul beer from Wisconsin here. Garbage
from the town.
Yeah, we've never gone over what we've kind of allotted.
Like 4-1.
Yeah.
We don't do so. I just want to run basketball with you guys. See, I mean, let's just take it off. Like I said, with the parking, it's going to be Stacy getting yelled at when people go irate that they have to go find their license.
Do
we
have the make and model? Or?
I don't see why. No. But what it matters?
No.
I just want their name and address. And
as long as they have a city address. And
I mean, if people are going to screw the system, you know, they're like, they could come from the county and use an address in town, like, if they have rental units, but clean up their yard in the county. I mean, shame on them.
Shame.
You know?
Yeah. It's more likely you're going to be, if someone like that was in town about to do, they're going to just go to throw their garbage in some business's dumpster late at night instead of going to this much trouble.
Right.
If they take the effort to come get a voucher and use it, I don't see a need for that.
Damn good. Try.
If I have different vehicles, I might take a different one depending on which one's loaded with other stuff.
Anything else on pickup days? Don't take your mobile home.
What if it has a license plate?
I'm sure Bob will turn you around when you get out there.
Well, that's the other thing with this. If it was this week, I mean, people weren't, they're not going to load up the stuff in the snow anyway. So we have a lot of vouchers that don't get used then.
Okay. Birthday boy, you're up. Major capital construction project.
Well, Main Street kind of at a standstill today, but the plan is to start paving tomorrow. We're actually going to start Monday, but the weather being so.
Yesterday they were putting some tack down.
Yeah. I mean, all the utilities are done. They're going to do the red. So the only concrete left to pour is the red concrete and all the crosswalks, which tentatively scheduled for Wednesday also. So it's moving on. It's on ahead of schedule and looking good if the weather cooperates. And then they're working down at Park Street, doing a bunch of work for that, removing that corner back, rewiring the side lights, running conduits, things of that nature. And then also this week it'll start back up on the water line replacement. Utility work on that stretch. So.
Hopefully that light doesn't get knocked down a couple times a year.
Well, I think that's the intention, the one on the corner, yeah. Yeah. So that's kind of it on that. And the Wells Park project started back up yesterday. So.
Good.
Yeah. About, they're halfway through on their days as far as for the project. Sort of got some more of the vaults in, so they'll start setting those. And moving forward. And the business park started pushing piles around out there, so that just started to do it. So get that knocked down, leveled up, and get that done, and see if there's anything else that maybe we want to do while we're out there. Got time.
And when we get that all done, can we spray for weeds or?
Yep, something else we can do too. And we should be able to. We do get weeds out there, at least we'll be able to mow them down also now. So that's
nice.
The other thing. I guess that's really all I've got. Unless you got any other questions.
Anything else from here?
Not really. Waiting for good weather too, so we can get started on some of these potholes. Patches we need to do here and there, and some street repair from street guts that need to be fixed. This month we'll be getting the hot mix plant going. So,
up on Balsam, did that just heave?
Yeah, it's just a pocket there that just pushed up. I mean,
it's nasty soil under there.
It's bad soil. It's really wet up there. I mean, we had 2 years ago, we had that problem farther down, then we had a big stretch that we repaired and just moved this way. So it's not near as big, but definitely needs address. So.
Do you know if they start in the paving project, you start at the courthouse and go south to the post office or vice versa?
I think what they're planning on doing is starting at the bridge and going south. Oh. And then start at the bridge and go work away from the bridge and go north to,
okay.
to the stop line. Is their intention.
Okay.
Yeah, it looked like they attacked the west side.
Yeah.
The west side of the bridge.
South, yep. They're done with the concrete up front here. Just waiting on a little more cure time. probably this week. They'll maybe put in some temporary ramps so that you can drive through there again until they're ready to pave it.
Do they have any estimate how long, how many days it'll take to pave it?
You know, I don't know. I mean, the speculation that they're hoping to have it done in 10 days kind of window, but sooner than possible, but weather permitting and all that.
I was wondering how long it's going to be set up with no parking down Main Street. Cause
well,
already several business owners are complaining that there's no handicap access within two blocks.
Yeah.
Some places, so their customers aren't even coming to the store because they can't get in there.
Yeah. So. Well, I mean, they're ahead of their schedule that they originally set for themselves, so they're doing everything they can to get it done as quick as they can.
Anything else, Terry?
I think I sent you guys all the revisions on that chapter 5 for tonight. Dennis added in there from the statute basically that covers us on charging fees, and that also talks about the testing on licenses and stuff. So where I would, that one section where I said add the Class A or whatever, we actually just remove that because it's not covered in that whole thing from the statute. That should be ready to go for tonight. Dennis put together a water connectors agreement for Rick Myers.
He called me because he doesn't want to give up his
water rights.
Water rights, if he gets on. No, I haven't.
So that's basically just for outside city limits water out there by the fairgrounds. And I, from what I understand, talking to him, he's wanting to have a clause in this thing saying, as long as he uses it for agricultural purposes, land, that we don't take his water rights, which, in my opinion, it's, by the time we annex that, it's going to be subdivided. And so that's what he's saying. If he subdivides it into smaller lots at that point, we can take them, which I to me is covered in that land, you know, when we annex them, and he's got sewer there available. And so I think he's covered, but he's wanting something else, some of the verbiage in there.
Yeah,
so.
I haven't talked to him. I was gone last week.
But don't we normally, we don't to actually take the water rights until they annex, isn't it?
Right.
It's in the water connects agreement, but it's not triggered to surrender the water rights until it's annexed.
Right.
Once it's annexed. But so until he annexes, he can go 10, 20 years on that water connects agreement.
Right. I think he's saying even if I'm annexed and I have my full 10 acres or whatever it is, he doesn't want to have to give them up until he subdivides. If he's using it for growing his hay or whatever out there, he doesn't want to give them up. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll call him this week. And so it should, and it won't be on the agenda tonight.
Go. That's all I got.
Is that about North Main, his land?
Yeah, right next to the fairgrounds there.
We did that similar provision for burners on the piece on Cemetery Road where we hooked up the water even though it wasn't annexed on the condition that it, if he ever subdivided any part of it, then it had to come in. He didn't come with the water. He's come off the county's water line out there.
Yeah, the Cowboy Trail is where he hook on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just a half inch.
Three-quarter inch down.
Three-quarter inch down.
Cowboy Trail, that's on the north end of the fairground?
Yeah.
That's the north entrance, yeah. He owns everything between the two entrances.
I mean, I think it's a territorial water right. It's not a huge water right, but it is a territorial. So, I mean, eventually, it would be nice to have, but I don't see a problem with that. As long as, you know, if he puts, subdivides, puts five houses, then there's no need to have it anymore, and he realizes that. So,
Yeah, because he's also spent money rebuilding the ditch to get water out there, so he's invested in his the water to get to his place.
Anything else? Mr. Kerman?
I gave Julie a draft of a resolution for that dog park located, and I... go on the corner of Burrard and Fetterman from the Children's Center east. I don't know how to describe it, it's not surveyed. And I said from the high water mark of Clear Creek to the south to Fetterman Street and to the west to the property occupied by Children's Center, right?
Karen's place?
Yeah, I don't think it's going to take up that much, but that's the area.
Yeah.
You're talking about the bridge right across from, is that Buffalo Apartments?
Yeah.
Right, not all the way down to where the, I can't remember the organization was wanting to go at one point.
The old ice rink.
Well, where there was a labyrinth.
Used to be the labyrinth.
It's the old ice rink.
Yeah, so.
But Compass wanted that space, and so did the orchard.
The one in Houston.
But will we be that far west, or no?
No,
will we be more?
I thought,
no, it would. We don't need all that area.
So what's
that's
the
too much to maintain.
What's the resolution
well,
say?
And too much fence.
Well,
yes.
I didn't have a survey, so I don't know how many feet it is from Burrard Street to the west. How many feet along Fetterman, I guess, is the point we're talking about, how far west do you extend it.
So are we just doing this saying we're committing to having a dog park here? Because I guess I wasn't aware we had done research or anything like how that was going to work in the location.
And if the quincentennial grant doesn't go through, there's no commitment for a dog park.
But if it does go through, we're committed. That we have, did we vote on that?
No, that's what this resolution is.
I didn't know
this.
I didn't know
that's going to be on the agenda tonight.
Well, it can be if you guys are ready. I think the committee is wanting maybe this passed so as they go for the semi-quincentennial grant, it shows that the city is ready to dedicate this.
Right. Yeah, I agree. I need to know more about the liability you have when you got a dog park.
I'd say just to avoid any of that stuff on the ground that the dog left behind, you'd be all right.
What if the little dog gets chewed up by a big dog?
There's two separate areas, a big dog area and a little dog area.
What if your big dog gets chewed up by a little dog?
I was going to say, yeah, you mean like half that area or something? You would have killed it.
That is my
word. You rabbit killers.
Yeah, I don't know. Be like 200 foot off bird or whatever. You set the distance off bird. Just pick a number that's big enough for now and save buffer. Then do we have a buffer space between the dog park and the building, so... that's not my only recommendation, but whatever. Boots on the ground, figure out whatever size.
I'm guessing it's not ready for tonight.
No. Okay. I just had this question. I didn't know. I remember it was just, we've had some feedback about the park, and I didn't know how we got here.
And I looked at some past history, but it's been many years ago. Was the 70s the last time we dedicated some space, whatever. I had sent a copy of an ordinance. The last time we did any dedication, it was by ordinance, and I didn't know if we...
Well, that was for the establishment of the park and all of the lands.
All of the big park, yeah.
The Canyon Lands Park. And so this is part of Washington Park, which is already designated as a park, so I think it's just...
Okay.
Yeah, that's why it's not surveyed. It's just one big parkland block. So.
So it's dedicated.
Yeah, just dedicated
on the original plat. but I can, if we can just measure, I don't know.
200-300 feet, whatever, I'll do.
How about if I
up along the Fetterman too?
Take Victor Goni and we walk it and kind of plot it out, yeah, and then we'd have a better idea.
Is this thing going to turn into puppy playground and equipment?
No.
$50,000 a year, 1% to every
and a full-time staff picking up.
When all the grass starts dying.
Love you have to have a warming hat and a women.
I'm on the dog owners.
Scott's on the committee.
You will have to have a dog wash station.
Can I just drop my dog off?
No, it's all right. We'll do a liquor permit there. For the dog.
After a couple of years ago, Terry, you get nothing to do with the dogs. Okay.
We can ask Trampas Lawrence.
All overseas. That's what I
just said. Dog killer.
He probably has some research.
I know he's going around killing.
I know.
We need a kill station.
Don't you have a place where you can go for dogs?
Just roll it.
Okay, that one got in the weeds here a little bit.
That's all I had. I saw your resolution on the comprehensive plan. That's fine.
Okay, and that'll be on part tonight.
Okay.
Nice. I don't want her out of my fence.
You'll never catch her.
She gets her dog and run and run and she decides this is terrible. I'll go home.
Madam Clerk.
So we've had several people over the years, and we've done this several times. There's some lots that the city owns that are over kind of Conrad and behind Conrad and also on Smith. We've had lots of interest again, and I'm just wondering if the city would be interested in putting them up for auction again. We've done it twice now, I think, and
it was about 10 years ago that Craig Webber, I believe, was one thing, and they put the ones up on the Smith,
yeah,
the very large lot.
So I think there's three lots on the Smith, and then I don't know what the street is, but it's like DeSmit and Conrad, and then there's three that go behind. I'm wondering if we should just go with all six of them, but then, I'll need Dennis to help with the process. I think we get a fair market value for them, and then we advertise it, and they have to come with, to bid on them, we set a minimum value to bid on them. They have to come with, like, a cashier's check or something.
Was that street called? We were just talking about it yesterday when I was in here.
Circle J or
yeah, that little
something.
A little cul-de-sac.
I thought it was an alley.
But they're private driveway now.
And what they're wanted for is for housing. Everybody has their own idea of affordable housing. What happens then is you put it up for bid, and then the race begins. You know, like everybody. Pretty soon they might outprice themselves, you know, but I think it's great intentions. I know those lots we aren't using for, and probably, I guess if we're going to put some property up for auction, I would recommend those versus others that we plow snow on or have dumpsters for green waste.
The contractor that talked to me and came to Dr. Terry, and I know he had a dollar amount in mind and he thought he could build a moderate house for right now. But you know, it depends what he can get the land for and how many he can build. And I know we have a housing problem, but if we're not doing anything with that land, that doesn't bother me, man. But I think you're going to have, especially the ones on DeSmet, the neighboring property owner is probably going to have some interest in trying to get there as well.
And how do you do? You auction one lot at a time, or the whole block? How does that usually work? The whole, you know what I mean? The whole three at once, or how do you usually do that?
I think we could do it either way.
Either way.
Bid for each lot or combined, whatever's the highest. Like a bid for each lot individually, and then or combined bid, whatever's highest.
Combined bid would have to.
To set cemetery or Sesame Street. It's a lot on the right.
Per lot.
And then
we can do each lot individually.
Conrad property, right at the base of the school there.
Because some of the ones on the Smith are more They should be more valuable than the street parade versus the cul-de-sac. Yeah, like
drive by it.
The only thing with the ones on the Schmidt is they're going to have to extend the sewer.
I don't get off that one
for a little ways there.
But that would be on the contractor. Over down
yeah, over, I mean, I guess, yeah.
Was there a problem with the ones behind Conrad, too? Or is that just the ones that, there's no way you can build on that I was thinking of on the cemetery? Because there's like a sewer line or something that through there.
Well, there's a couple. There's one lot that we have a 20-foot easement that sewer cuts through, so it's kind of unbuildable. But yeah. That's not those three back on the...
Okay. Those three that we're talking about are on the DeSmit side.
There's two
lots. Right behind Margaret's house.
Yeah, there's two on DeSmit, and that sewer line cuts right through one and then right across the corner of the...
Yeah, I was wondering like how you would, if you had those three, how which way you would face them in the access. And like the ones across the street, you know, that's easy. That mean you have the street there, but right. The other, how you would have to build some...
I think the ones on the other side, the two where the sewer easement is, I don't even think we sell them because they're really not. I mean, the one's pretty much unbuildable. And, I mean, with what's left of it after our sewer easement.
I'm just talking about the like right behind her house, the ones that, was that, is there three there?
But I
two.
Think,
two.
I think that's really probably the contractor's problem.
Well, right.
Our
right.
thing is.
Well, I asked him because I was curious. I was looking at the map and I was talking to him at work about it. I was like, okay, how does this even happen?
Yeah, that'd be. I mean, the three in the back, I think you could do something with. It's just they'd be smaller houses, and you know, staying away from the creek edge. I mean, there's rules on that. I think it's 15 foot by code. You have to stay away from with the bottom of your foot. Right. You know, but the other ones, the other two, I don't know if you even sell.
I think that bigger one, that's right in front of Hep's.
Yeah,
I mean, you could definitely get three lots out of that.
Well, maybe. There's. Three lots there now.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And you might want to split it up.
There's one across the street by Hep's property, too. There are one or two on that side still.
Yeah, that's the ones I'm talking about.
That's what we're talking about.
The sewer easement is. Yeah.
There's some on the,
yeah.
But where the sewer easement is that lot situated such where you combine it with the adjoining lot and you have a lot
and a half? To answer the question, I'm not opposed.
If somebody wanted to buy that lot cheap and lot.
Investigating to see if we could put these up for bid.
So I think there will be action later where you guys it'll be on a future agenda, but maybe we do some legwork right now, find out what it's going to take, and then you guys will have to make the
determination. I don't want to undercut a minimum amount, but I also don't want to make it so high that no one's going to bid again.
Yeah,
that's what happened last time.
I don't even know if we got bids, because that was we about did. My first time on council with Mayor Mike.
Nobody bid on this guy.
Yeah.
However, I think we do have to protect the city, too. I mean, we're not going to just give it away
for
somebody else to make the money off of.
For sure.
We don't want to sell them $50,000, and they just turn around and resell them for $100,000 and pocket the difference in the city's
out. But it helps address maybe the problem of housing.
Yeah.
So.
10,000 lots for sale.
I mean, is there any way, though, to say I'm going to buy this because I don't want you to build something there? That kind of defeats the purpose, too, if we're thinking about housing. I mean, is there some sort of clause we can put in there?
Well, there's a neighbor there on the ones, the three lots, I would worry that would happen. That's why when it was asked, do we put them all in one or not? If you put them all in one, then you most likely, likely having a contractor that's going to buy it and actually build on it.
Right.
All of them, not just a neighbor or someone going, I want to make sure no one builds there, so I'm just going to buy this one I like. I'm going to overpay for it just to make sure no one can live next to me or whatever.
Yeah.
But
I don't know how we protect us.
I don't know how the city can tell somebody. You can't overpay for a lot.
Yeah, you can. That's the
thing.
I'm just saying that could happen on one of the.
Yeah.
Or the
but lot. That's the deal. If we're going to put. That's where the question is to you guys. Are we taking that risk? You know, does the city want to get rid of these lots? Okay, also then on tonight's agenda, we have third and final reading on that Chapter 5 of the Building Code. I forgot at the last meeting to put Councilman Haskins' absence from the 4-1 meeting, so we'll have that just to excuse it or rule on that. We have three proclamations. Buddy Poppy Day on May 9th, Arbor Day on May 16th, and May 6th through the 12th as Nurses Week. I have a resolution, and this is for the mill levy. We do this every year, that we want to do our 8 mills, but we pass it, and then I give it to the courthouse. And then we have a resolution adopting the comprehensive plan tonight, and I've pulled the one for the historical dog park. And I think that's all I have.
Okay.
YMCA still doing due diligence to see if they want to purchase that property or give it in there. They haven't made any firm commitments. They've got, they're trying to see if it would work for them, or long, trying to get a long-term plan to see if it's the right fit.
Councilman Mike.
Am I the only one getting all the calls about this food truck permit people they worry about? It's all over Facebook.
I haven't
got any. I've gotten them at
8 o'clock. Either.
I've gotten them at 8 o'clock at night. I've gotten people cornering me out in public.
What is it about? What?
People are upset because the food truck, the annual fee went from, I think, $100 to $750 last year. And people were shocked by that big jump. Like the sharing was $200, I think, Gillette. We never had one, strangely enough, until December, $75 a year. And there's been a lot of confusion. There's a monthly one, there's a weekly one. And talking to a business owner said they didn't realize that. He said, well, does everybody have to pay $750 just to come here? So I was like, for events, that was another thing questionable. No, that's a different thing. So there seemed to be a lot of confusion about that. But the people that are upset, you know, whether it's on Facebook or talking to me face to face, is why did it jump so high from 100 to 750 when the towns around us are much lower? And I can't answer that question because I wasn't here.
Well, I think part of the rationale was that too many people were eating food trucks and the restaurants were hurting. As I recall, and that it was an incentive to,
and I understand,
reduce the number.
And I think people will understand that, but I think it's not really apples to apples in some cases, because if someone's going to go to lunch real quick and get something to eat, they have 15 or 20 minutes to go to Weber Grill or whatever. They might not have an hour to go sit at a restaurant. So it's not.
Yeah.
I mean, of course, you can get something to go, and I understand all that, but it's not. And it's not always the same people. Sometimes the people you see at a food truck maybe aren't going out to dinner with their families. It's too expensive. I don't know. But anyway, there was a couple of trucks that had been here several years in a row at different places that said, well, we're not coming back because it just makes no sense for us to spend that much. So
I mean, there's several trucks that never had a permit at all.
Well, that mine is true, too. But I know there's been a lot of them that have renewed it, the new fee, talking to Julie, that there's been.
I mean, to answer your question, I've gotten more complaints that it was too cheap than it was. But that is from
with the week.
Well, yeah.
I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying.
I'm just saying that I was just asking, has anybody got any feedback? Because they all seem to be coming to me. I've been wondering, and I can't seem to get this question answered. Where did the $750 come from? Like, I looked at what you guys looked at. And you had $1,200 in Pinedale, which I was like, wow. And everyone else was $50, $75, $100, and $200. So $750, like, yeah, could divide all those up, and it's still like $150 or $200. I mean, the jump was pretty, and I think that's what it is. I think most people are like, well, if it was like $250 or $300 or $350, okay, not that big a deal. Yeah. But and $750 in the grand scheme of things, that brings in someone's business? Absolutely not. I think it's a sticker shock of, wow, we've been $100 for a long time, and now it's $750. And there's also a misunderstanding or confusion that this is a food truck permit fee, and it's not. It's an itinerant vendor license, so it's not the same as some other towns have a specific food truck, which is what Gillette did. They'd never had one before.
And I think some people are complaining more about the 1 to 7 day permits, $200. So if you want to come for 1 day, $200 permit plus bond is pretty expensive. Versus and
like the week?
Week is 200.
Week is 200.
And a month is 400 and
300.
Or 300.
I think a month was 300.
But yeah, the the week one, that was kind of expensive. If they're only here one day, they still have to pay that full week. They don't, there's no.
Yeah, so like a month. Right. 1 month.
But that
Buffalo,
30 calendar days.
The whole year in Sheridan's 200.
Yeah.
And they had restaurants too.
So yeah, that was the only.
So I understand both sides of it, but you know, everyone said, well, where did 750 come from? I have no idea.
What's the annual rate?
No. 750.
You guys changed it to 750 in, I think it was in October, November, something like that.
Right.
But that's pretty reasonable for every, if you're here every month, that's still.
Was 300 a month?
650 a month.
Yeah.
14 something a week.
Yeah. You know, I mean, I kind of looked at what I said usually. If you're here 20 times a year, 750, you sell a couple of meals a month, you're fine. But I think it was when trucks have been coming here and some of them that say they're not coming back or whatever. You know how that goes. That, you know, that, well, they're at the brewery, they're at Crazy Woman, they're at Family Dollar, they're at, and several of these, I've seen them all the time the last few years, and now they say we're not coming back or whatever. But I don't know, I haven't had any local ones say anything to me yet, but some of them might not have renewed yet because they might have paid last summer or last fall, and I think people just didn't pay attention that this had happened, so it was shock. And then you know, a truck calls the business that they're, well, we were going to come here 30 times a year with you, and now we're not coming at all. So then they call me, and I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. Let me find out.
I think they didn't pay attention, because obviously to do the resolution, it went through three
right.
meetings.
And
it was in the newspaper.
Right.
Jackie
that's
did a
I
nice
said,
article
that it
about
was
it.
In the newspaper. There was three
and we
meetings.
Had crickets. Nobody.
And I said, unfortunately, yeah. No one shows up.
Yeah.
And the argument always is, well, I don't need the paper. Well, okay, well, then if you say, well, it was also on Facebook, well, I don't do social media. Well, what do you want me to do? You know.
Send them a postcard?
Is postcards go door to door?
Radio
is door to door. I'm going to start putting it on my old MySpace page.
So I would think that this would be a great opportunity for Gillette and Sheridan. You know, we're taking the heat, and they could say,
yeah.
We should raise our prices a little, you know, to be.
Yeah, and I don't, who knows how they came up with theirs. Of course, they have so many more trucks and so much more activity, and I don't know if, and it's hard looking up Sheridan, like, do they pay this annual fee or weekly fee, and then do they have some other permit in addition to that? You know, I don't know. It's hard to. And what was strange is, you know, I pointed out to someone that was upset about this that happened to involved in some liquor establishment. And I said, well, you know, everybody always says you should make stuff same as Sheridan. I said, but if you had a bar and grill license, from my research, I found that in Sheridan, a bar and grill license over 3 years will cost you $15,000 because it's $10,000 for your first year, $3,500 for your second, and $1,500 after that. In Buffalo, it's $1,500, period. So the argument
first one we issued was $15,000. But that's when we only had one. When the bar and grill license first came, we only had one. And the price was set there. The whole reason behind the bar and grill license was to be able to track like an Applebee's or, you know, something like that, where they have that bar right in the middle. Now, Buffalo, I think we realized very quickly that it would be a long time before we had the population that could support an Applebee's or a Chili's or something like that. So now we just charge $1,500, and we have two bar and grill licenses right now that we haven't even issued. Nobody's applied for.
Those are those basically those new ones that they added to.
Yep. And I think we're getting more. The way the legislation was, it's just going to increase.
Yeah. But my point is the argument of you should do it just like this town. Yep. If you want everything like that town, there's some things that are much, much more or different.
Yep.
But
okay, building
I think also when we compare towns to towns, especially with its population, and our population can only support so much, and again, it's taking away from our local businesses. I mean, you said fast food, but we also have our fast food restaurants along Hart Street that, you know, and Weber Grill is a long way. I mean, I walk over there and it's not 15
minutes.
It was just
an example.
Yeah. But, you know, and I know that it's been called protectionism of kind of help our local businesses, but it truly does hit their bottom line and it does dig into their business.
Yeah, and
they're paying property tax. And where does that profit from the food truck go? Does it go back to their community? I mean, are they buying their supplies within Buffalo?
I understand your point, but when they're parked at Crazy Woman Liquor or Family Dollar, it's helping those businesses. So, who also employ people.
Exactly, and if it is helping those businesses, could there be a partnership and say,
well,
hey,
they could be. Yeah, it could be.
I'll kick in and help with your
license. I think the one that
started the storm on Facebook, if they would just have a discussion at City Hall, you know, before their event, you know, her and I were talking at the end of the week of, does when a business is hosting an event, does that fall in under an event permit, which doesn't mean you're going to have $750 fee. They could have even done $100 or whatever the weekly fee is. I thought it was $100 for a week.
$200.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's high. Yeah, anyway, I've been getting the feedback, so I was just wondering if anybody else was.
It's all you.
It's all,
yeah. Thanks for taking that.
I'm happy to take negative feedback for something I had nothing to do with.
But what are the anti-West? The anti-West?
Well, it haven't been signed yet. I'm still waiting for those.
I'm not going to be in that part. Oh, okay. I'm not anti-West. Mm-hmm. So. Anything else?
No. No, thank you.
There is the CJC meeting today, CAST meeting tomorrow, walkthrough tomorrow. What else do we have tomorrow? Or today?
Today.
Pool's moving forward with getting everything up. We haven't heard from REC, have we?
No, that's this Thursday. Yeah. I could talk to them.
That's about all I have.
Who's the board then? Like, who's on what board?
Well, that's what we need to discuss.
What, like, Scott, what are you the liaison?
I'm on YMCA now. And I think,
okay.
I think Meyer, you want to go on CJC? Okay, but that's only every quarter, so I'm fine.
Yeah, I used to do CJC, that's a good one.
So, that's the only 2 hours I was going to.
So, why right now was it?
Yeah, and I thought about going to the recycle board, but I could never figure out when the meetings were, and it wasn't anything real controversial to worry about.
Then you're also on the Sheridan College?
Not yet, they haven't contacted me. Trails and P&Z.
Oh, I didn't know we had some other. So you just go to the P&Z meetings?
Yes.
Of CJC.
And I'm happy to allow, have someone else trade out if they want those.
Mike, are you on anything?
Just the chamber, but they don't send the invitations out very often, so I don't go every time they have a meeting.
So I used to do CJC and...
What is CJC?
Criminal Justice Center.
Oh.
You just meet once a quarter, it's like 30 minutes. Basically approving a budget and every once in a while a repair or something. I used to be on the... Senior Center, the regular board, not foundation. Does anyone go to those meetings anymore? I mean, I would be happy to talk to AJ. If
there you go.
About that one? Well, I'll call AJ and see what's. I used to be involved in that, but I don't think we've ever had anybody on.
You want the JOCO?
I want JOCO. I don't think myself. I was going to actually ask about JOCO. Like, so is you settled that, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is there anything new there that needs to be discussed at this time?
Well, there's plenty to be discussed, but I think it's ongoing, same stuff.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay. I will contact AJ about... Senior Center thing. I didn't know anybody, if someone else was on there, not sure. Why?
Nobody wants
you.
They're just
kidding. What was
Joe's planning?
Trails, P&Z, and. Oh, you wanted to do the college? Oh. We need a hobby.
The college asked for her.
Well, that makes sense. Do you get much updates from the college anymore? Well, you said a lot of time years ago.
They're updating the commissioners today, but I noticed on the agenda. And they've got their board meeting and dinner next 2 weeks. We got that email, yeah, but that. But that's the only update I've ever got. It's once a year.
I haven't made mine at all.
You can have
what is it?
It's just the president's dinner.
Oh, yeah, I used to go to that.
Yeah.
You can, When is it?
2 weeks.
Yeah.
It's forward.
In
our email.
It's on the 20th, yeah.
He might not have an email. He might not update it for less.
Well, the board meeting starts at 5:30, I think, and then the dinner's afterwards, so we can still make it after council.
Somebody should forward it to Wes.
We'll see.
Okay.
I'll get it forwarded to Wes.
Okay, that's what I was just curious. It's been on the agenda, and I guess the meetings I've been to, we haven't talked about it, so I was just curious who was on what. And Myra, you're on this, anything?
Anybody? Wants
to? I have no interest in trail. I mean, I like walking, but not talking about it.
The only other
I would do CJC, but I think you're going to like that one, so I won't take that one. It's the easiest one.
How about P&Z? Can't do that one.
P&Z?
It's a one-on-one thing. Fourth Tuesday.
And it's always a pleasure.
Yeah, we'll take a look at that. So 1 p.m., right?
Yep.
How long does that usually last, Terry?
An hour.
Yeah. An hour.
Days.
If there's anything on the agenda.
They have a time
to 20 missions. I'll look at that one, Myra.
How about this WAM Summer Convention Council? Are you guys?
Oh, okay. What was the days were? June?
Middle of June?
11th through the 13th.
That's back in Cheyenne, I think.
Yeah, it's in Cheyenne.
Yeah. And Julie and Myra, you're going?
Myra is gone, I don't know for sure.
And it's in Cheyenne, is it?
At Cheyenne East High School.
East High School. I will not be going.
Scott, you go.
I might. I'll check and see how my schedule.
Because I should get you rooms.
Yeah, too much going on.
I'll check and let you know by the end of the week.
No, Mike.
No. So far, you and I are the designated survivors, Mike.
I do. I was contacted by one of our downtown business owners yesterday, and the last 2 months, they're down 50 to 60% of their business, and they're wondering if there's any way we could help them with more signage. And I did reach out to Kevin to talk to him, and he's looking into that. And they're wondering if they could get help from the chamber. I mean, there's just been nothing to help get locals down there, or they're really hurting, and they're just so concerned about this next construction, and they worry that it's going to put some of them out of business.
It seems like they got to hang in for 10 more days and they'll be done.
Well, they're worried about the continued traffic throughout the summer that they're not going
to. Once school's out, they're doing the box culvert on the south end and north main, and the semi-traffic can still have problems getting around.
They build a parking lot. Cars can go around.
Yeah.
It'd be easier, I guess, not to mile. At least, you know, I made a mistake when I was trying to go. I thought I would skip this here, and I went around this way, trying to get, and I was like, it was worse. Yeah. I kept going and going and going to Brock, basically. Then back around, and people are driving on Loudon like 50 miles an hour. And I'm like, do you drive on Main Street 50 miles an hour? No.
That's
why we have
bump
outs.
Right. Backing out of my driveway, take your life and your hands in the mornings.
I feel like, and Scott, you go way back when I was on council before, when we had the Lobby Street project, and Julie, correct me wrong, but when the Lobby Street project was going on, there was more like meetings and communication, and
the
BDA and the chamber were communicating with those businesses, and
YDOT had orange signs up that access. But I talked to business across the street,
some
of the restaurants, and they're 35 to 40% of their normal income, so down over half, and it's about the point. Well, might just close for the next 2 weeks, because it's not paying to go. It's not paying to stay open. Cause there's no parking anywhere on this block.
But I live down here, and the foot traffic that you see, they're going to the.
There's some going, but yeah, it's just not, it's, they're down.
Well, I'd say when they all were yesterday, they were in the Verizon store.
Because,
I mean, there was five customers. I had never seen five people in a store all the time, plus three employees.
They were just trying to
get enough room in that place. They still would have sold the chargers.
So evidently there's some rants and raves on Facebook. They're not in my stream, but the city promised all sorts of stuff we didn't deliver, which I think is mainly pointing to signage. But they're just wondering if there's any way we could help or we could encourage the chamber to help them. They're talking about not going with the chamber anymore because they're not getting any support.
I saw a post yesterday, a map that JCTA had done, and it showed, now it's too bad that you have your haters in town. It showed all the parking places, you know, and everything. And then the comments were, well, that's asinine, is the term they used, that you would expect people to walk that far. And it would be from Brzezinski Park or
Further away at Walmart or Home Depot than you do in Buffalo, park on the next block.
Well, I don't know what they expect to happen right now. You can't have parking when they're paving. You just can't park in the way.
Yeah, and their concern is that they are so pleased with, except for their business being down, with the construction and how Main Street, and they feel like it's going to be done soon. They're just worried about the next months coming up. And so they're wanting more signs for us to deliver what we promised. And if they could get more help, if the chamber could help them more. They just feel like they're not being supported.
So the sign they got put up after the one post on Facebook.
They love this one and the one on Balmer Mountain, but they were hoping that there could be one on the backside so that people coming off 16 would see that, you know. And then I'm sure they want something that's addressing the people coming in from the south.
I mean, can something be put by the sheep here pointing, you know, that there's parking right there, or pointing that way, there's parking at Brzezinski.
Even at First Northern's parking, if they could point towards the ballpark.
Temporary signs or barricade temporary signs.
I thought that from one of our previous meetings with the county, that was being talked about, that there was going to be signage.
And that's what they feel like they didn't get.
Has anybody worked, and I think this would be a chamber thing, but, you know, instead of using social media as a rant, what if social media was used to promote that we are open, or here's our back door, here's the, I mean, a positive thing, and I think they're just missing out on an opportunity.
Yeah, they're just coming down 14.
And that's just unfortunately we'll use social media for.
Based on bumper and on both sides there.
But if we could get some momentum, and especially get leadership from the chamber to start the positive conversation. And I encourage them to have conversations with the chamber too, and they indicate that they've tried and it falls on deaf ears.
And I do think we have to be careful somewhat with the signage in that we don't block intersections. I mean, this
Absolutely.
Site, you know, there's other businesses that have big signs, and when you try to pull around the corner, you just can't see, or they have a tree or something, you know.
And then just the misinformation that gets out there. You know, they thought that with this construction coming up that we're going to be detours, and like Kevin indicated, there's always going to be traffic one lane through.
You might have to wait a little bit when they're waiting for it.
But they just need to be reassured of that, you know, that we are not routing traffic around our downtown.
And the biggest thing is that the city keeps getting blamed for it, but it's not a city project, it's a YDOT project.
It's not, but I mean...
I thought we had pre discussions about some signage was going to be taken care of. The last meeting I left, I thought, and they were asking, we're going to have signage being put up, nothing's happened.
They just feel like they want more.
No, I understand, I don't disagree.
Can we park the marquee? Bank marquee?
Yeah, the locals know where to go, the tourists.
I can say there's parking on the marquee, but don't park in my parking lot until after 5. It's not Walmart days yet. That's when they park. I will reach out to Amber, the chair of the chamber, and I'll do that. back to my office and see if, you know, if they've heard anything, if there's something they can do besides sending out emails. I mean, that's, I mean, I think they just have one employee at this point, I believe, unless they have a second. I don't think so. I mean, the board of the gamers in there quite a bit.
Do we have some smaller signs that can be,
I mean, not like this flat, the flashing ones? Whose are those? Are those the counties?
Counties and
cities. Counties, cities, wide ups.
Because, I mean, we obviously can't put something that big right down here, I don't think, by the park. And we don't want to be in the way of the project either, because then...
Well, and were they looking for temporary us to make up signs?
I guess what we need to figure out is where we actually need the signage. Is it downtown where it needs to be, or are we looking farther out for people coming into town? I mean, I guess that's where I'm looking to you guys for direction on that. I mean, as far as getting some stuff out there, I can do that. I just need to know where and what.
And then it might take up a parking spot.
Yeah. Well, downtown, we got some nice big bump outs to put it on.
I mean, yeah, you could do it on, you know, right there by 4th on Main at the corner, but they're working right there too, is the problem. Mm-hmm. Like, you put a big sign that says the park points towards Brzezinski, okay, that's great, but is it going to be there for an hour? Then they're going to have to move it. I don't know. And then you go across the street, and I don't think they're doing anything right there, but is it too late by the time someone, I mean, should it be, like you're saying, like, out, you know, out at Parmalee? So if we put another one of the ones of this size on this lane, where would be the best place? Before they get downtown?
I mean, the big lighters.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone in town knows where the park is. There must be where out of town, or is it nice? Put it up, bump off the turnout coming off the 16th.
Well, I mean, right.
One coming out by Love's or somewhere.
So the one here you're seeing if you're coming south, right?
Right.
So if we had one next to it but facing this way, is that that points? I don't know where. I guess we point people. I mean, we can't say there's parking downtown from there, so I'm not sure what we're going to say.
So I think too, the problem is I don't think you're going to have a problem in 7 days downtown. No. I mean, it's going to open up the parking, so your problem is going to be routing them through the construction. And so then, if that has to be out by like First Interstate,
yeah, right out there,
saying,
or right at Crazy on the Mercury Road, pointing to take Lavin, because it's easy just to Lavin here right now. If someone lives here, they know that already.
Right.
But someone coming to town, usually when something like this massive estate project, your directional apps update and let you know construction is coming. Take a left on Lavin.
And that's one of the things they're concerned about, is people using apps, are they going to be directed around downtown?
I guess I don't work for Google Maps. That'd be a question for them.
What's their number?
Oh, let me look in my phone. I don't know how, unless we're at this point. But we could definitely do something after the fact of pointing them down Lavin. But what are we going to say? Faster route to downtown?
I don't necessarily want to put all that traffic load too on secondary streets. You know, I mean, really not.
Especially
set up and take that kind of traffic, because we're just adding problems over there too.
Yeah.
Well, and then they have to, so you go down Lavin and they're trying to get west, then they still have to jump across construction at some point to get west. And that would be hard with the motorhome or a semi.
So sure. Yeah. Or pick up a camper with a boat attached behind it.
And any big rigs coming down. If they got to get by 16 at the end of the day, it's a mess regardless.
Well, and I think that I mean, if you're driving someone like that, hopefully you can drive. And YDOT is prepared to take, and the contractor is prepared to take that traffic down Main Street.
But right now, I mean, you can't control that the road is being redone. I mean, there's no parking, but there's nothing we can do. I mean, this project has been almost 10 years in the making. We knew it was coming. We knew it was going to hurt.
Yep.
And it is what it is. I mean, even telling people that they can, but it's disheartening when people go, well, I don't want to walk a block. When you go to Denver and you walk 10. It's a little ridiculous, but you know, what do I do?
And I think there's some confusion because I know Terry and I got super yelled at because they didn't like the sign that said downtown businesses open. What good does that do? It needs to be routing them to where the parking is. So then I'm hearing just the opposite now. No, we need signage to say that the downtown businesses are open.
But even if the people can park a block away and walk, the sidewalks are difficult to get around. Like I had yesterday when I came down here, then I couldn't get through here, so I had to go across the street and go down and then come across and then back the other way. And it's just part of it is what it is.
It's a heart healthy walk is the way.
Well, I felt so much better after walking in the rain and the wind.
Yeah. Why not promote it as a heart healthy walk?
But I will follow up with the chamber and see if there's something that they've done or have they looked into doing anything to, but
I'll reach out to YDOT and talk with them and see if we can't come up with something that maybe they've got some ideas.
I mean, to me, it's of course, you know, we live here, so we all like, okay, if I need to go to the sports store or any of those businesses over here, they all have back doors that you could park right behind in that parking lot or in Brzezinski and walk in the back door.
I do think we have a contractor taking up quite a bit of parking in our off Main Street parking, so.
I thought they were supposed to park them. Anyway.
How about, do we need to talk to First Northern to see if something could be placed in that, you know, if we had an arrow board saying downtown parking there? I mean, it's probably soon enough as you come in from the south side that you can see the turn there.
Well, no, Nick doesn't care if people park there in his parking lot at the insurance, right, except for just the spots it says, you know.
I know of one place that cares if people park there during moments. I mean, everybody else is like,
didn't this come up at another meeting that someone talked to Arnett and she didn't want they didn't want over there people parking? I'll follow up with the chamber and I'll let everybody know that.
Thanks, Wes.
Yep.
Other than that, nothing else. Next department head meeting, June 3rd.
This audio was brought to you by Cotant Family Dentistry in Buffalo. This is 307 Net Info, connecting community.